Dungeons & Dragons 3.5, New Hope. Is there truly honor amongst thieves? Find out as a group of rogues try to make their way in a world that's out to kill them.
This podcast is brought to you by FRP Games, an online retailer specializing in all kinds of gaming products. Please visit www.forplenetwork.com in order to gain access to thousands of unique items available only at FRP Games.
This is the Vorpal Network.
Noble Knight Games has been serving the needs of thousands of gamers worldwide since 1997. A huge selection of over 30,000 unique products, including discounts on most in-print games of up to 50% off or more. Noble Knight Games is the place for out-of-print RPGs, board games, war games, collectible card games, miniatures, and all things game-related. They ship worldwide and will purchase or trade your titles you no longer need, new, or used. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Just visit www.noblenight.com or visit our website for direct access to thousands of new, out-of-print, and in some cases, one-of-a-kind items.
But we don't. Out of the game.
Yes.
Out of game we do.
The pudding was good.
He ate an ooze.
Black pudding, actually.
You might want to have a healer take a look at that.
It was good.
We're going to take him to Harwin soon.
Well, I will return the equipment in full.
Thank you.
I'm willing to speak with your husband if he wishes to come to understand who I...
negotiate.
So we do not come into altercation in the future.
Very well.
For I have no interest in killing one of the few people who keeps this city afloat. Especially with the antics that I'm sure that you six cause.
Wait, what happens?
When he has time, I'll bring him over.
Oh, he's saying he doesn't want to kill James?
He has no interest in killing James.
All right.
However, stabbing and smiting his wife...
She was a little iffed about that.
Because we don't all need to go down there to tell her that. Unless there's any specific item you guys want.
You could just tell the dryad.
Well, we need to go
get
our goblin.
And get Bond as well.
Oh, yeah.
And Bond. And his wife.
I want an item. If you guys are going to get an item, I'll get an item.
I would like an item.
Alright, you guys go get the item.
Okay.
I'll transport this stuff.
Probably have something to do if you want something
to
bag of
I'll carry some of it.
I'm at least going.
Fortunately, your bag
is down there.
Holding's been replaced by a bag of flour.
Two things. One, you're going to the Thunder District now.
No!
I want to be the forest!
What was it?
And Ryan,
I want to be the forest!
Let's wait. Let's go get Caesar restored, and then he can go back to the forest and pick out an item, or you guys can negotiate an item. Because you got a dwarven artifact in you.
Yeah.
I got book items. You don't want to go.
You have book items?
I remade my character. Ryan has...
I have wit.
And Steven has jet shit.
Yes.
I have my sword. Just too keen and entanglement that does nothing at this level.
I will still go along, because sending one person alone is bad.
Okay.
Well, I was going to go.
How much does it cost to...
Well, my wife
restoration?
You should go see your...
A restoration cast from a friend doesn't incur any cost, but the downside is, for every point you have lost, it costs 1,000 gold pieces to restore. Let me make sure I got that correct.
I remember having to restore, like, a couple points of con and only having to pay, like, 300.
That was...
Because I'm sorry, that's
permanent.
Negative level.
It was permanent. Because I had to go to
level. I was going to say.
It could have changed.
He said it was level.
That'd be 8,000 gold right now.
Do you not have that much? No, he doesn't.
Ryan, I'm sorry, I might take your wife back in the back room and rape her for that comment.
I don't have that. Ryan has more money than me.
It restores permanently drained from one score.
Which he tells his own thing it was.
But if we restore you, but the effect still happens, then it's
basically
worthless.
This will give me a little bit longer. So,
Arwen's like, what happened to Dick?
I got Bond.
He got his...
Ooh, shiny.
Well, we ran into some half-dragons down in the forest.
Oh, and he was smacked stupid?
Something like that. They used some kind of spell or something.
Huh, well...
Am I here?
No, I was cut between tasers as the lich went...
This is in the temple district getting his ass fixed.
Whatever, you two can handle the dryad.
Is my intelligence back?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow, I feel stupid. So, how are you
doing? You realize that you soiled yourself for the past 3 days.
Do you happen to have prestidigitation handy?
I'm a cleric, I don't get that.
No.
I go to the college to find some first level...
Please clean me!
I grab them. Intimidate. Clean. Now!
I'm gonna sit on you!
So how have you been doing, Arwen?
I've been doing just fine.
That's good.
Alright, then we'll go back down to the surface. You can roll play with them.
I'm gonna go say hi to my wife.
You say hello to your wife.
I'm back, honey!
I'm back! Where's my boob die?
Oh, great.
I got it. She's angry. She's pissed.
No. She's happy.
She's mildly happy to see you.
Hello.
Yeah.
Pleasant to see you. La 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 la.
I saw some dryads. I made them.
That's fascinating. Did you sleep with them? Whoa. Smart man.
I don't find tree people attractive.
Look at that wood. Anywho.
Audrey, do you
want to... brother. This stuff's heavy. How do you guys wear it? God damn
it. Audrey, do you want to create something, or do you want me to actually try to find something?
Well, I have a list of items. What are you looking for?
I don't know what is available.
She's not going to tell you what's available, because then you might come back and attack her. She's not going to tell you. You have to say what you're looking for.
But not knowing will even more likely go back and attack her.
Just make something.
That is none of her concern. She is not a good druid.
Like a sword that you can hold in one hand.
True neutral.
That does.
She is true neutral.
Sonic.
She is philosophically true neutral.
Maybe you want a mace. Maybe you want some new armor.
My weapons are pretty good.
A helmet?
Armor isn't bad.
Do you want a super awesome cloak?
None of my stuff is bad.
Or ring?
It's just, I don't know.
What is your worst item?
Steven, think about it.
What is the cost value approximately? So I know what to work with.
These are artifacts, Steven. They don't have costs in them.
What kind of artifacts?
Steven.
Audrey
what
makes.
What do you want?
I don't know!
Then think about it and we say, watcha, she hands it to you. You don't design it, just think about something over the week. Suck it up. Be a man.
The problem is almost all my slots are filled with something I don't want to lose.
But you could get something better.
That you don't want.
Hey,
don't want
do you have a cock ring? I mean...
Yes, I'll go down. Well, she... Is it a woman?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I'll never put my cock ring on.
It's the cock ring of circumcision.
A hat of some kind.
I will think of one throughout the week.
Okay.
All right. So, since you, as
you grab Bond and Felicity.
You go back down, grab Bond and Felicity. You notice that Felicity is spending an unusual amount of time with Bond.
I think you might wait.
It's Bond. You
have a wife 31
with Bond.
Huh?
31 since what? Have they slept together?
No, it's more just kind of like interest.
He was being suave.
Keep the leash short.
Is the gnome there?
The leash short.
Huh?
Is it the goblin?
You will see the goblin sitting there with this smug look on his face like...
Where'd the dragon go? You let him go. Found people who started worshipping it.
So,
did you get the dragon's hoard? Do you want to share it all?
Nah.
After you get your tongue regenerated, obviously.
Did you have a tongue in the first place? Okay, we need to get that regenerated. Yeah, dude.
As soon as we get up to the city, I'll find some druid to cast regeneration on him. We'll let him think on it if you want to.
Either way.
But you're still part of the guild. You've signed the contract.
Black bag. The black bag goes over it.
We grab the black bag that we use for... You grab the black bag we use for L-Splitter.
Where is he?
I got a black bag for you. Special delivery.
Okay.
Speaking of which, Elspeth's gone missing.
Bum, bum, bum.
For some reason, I'm not that worried.
Gone missing?
Hey, maybe he got recruited by the people that she got recruited by.
Anywho, after Blackface gets his tongue regenerated, he will call you all together.
Greetings and salutations.
Greetings, Blackface.
Hello. Again. I understand that you wish to partake in some of the ill-gotten games.
That's the idea.
Yes, well, seeing as how we are forming a lucrative partnership, I believe that it would be a gesture of goodwill that I do indeed part with some of the choice items. But not, of course, all of the hard currency, for example. I have many needs here in the city. For example, I need to find a translator, because right now, you're all looking at me like I'm saying gibberish.
At least I am.
Speaking Goblin. Is he speaking Goblin?
He's speaking Goblin.
I'm like a... What?
Okay, so wait, hold on.
Comprehend language.
Yeah.
Oh.
Jessica and I said, he's in there. You're all looking at me like I'm like gibberish. I'm like, oh, sorry.
What?
I'm sorry, I thought that was because you three were watching intently, like, what is he saying? Then, but I'm speaking gibberish, you're like, oh yeah!
I assume you're some sort of martial artist.
Yes.
Here's this nice brown robe.
Yeah!
Brown robe!
Thanks!
<Yeah. laughs> It functions as a monk's robe.
Oh, they made it not a monk's belt anymore.
It's not a monk's belt. We couldn't find it. We're like, where is it? No, it's monk's robe.
It's robe of monks.
That monk robe.
Hey, you can always just have a hat or disguise. That can look like whatever you want.
Or you can use your monk's robe for glamour.
Yeah.
You should get him glamour.
All you gotta do is...
That costs more money. I can just get it dyed.
Yeah, but glamour's so much more fun.
You can kill
a few things. That money.
Put in blood in the bucket.
Anyways, yes, continue on.
There you go. Sorry.
Let me actually load up his real list. Sorry.
Also.
Yeah, that was your list.
We've seen some of your skills. What are you good at? Thieving, talking, sneaking.
Yes.
All of the above.
Well, talking not necessarily, as you might imagine.
Good.
My past predicament was
sneaking around.
Yes.
Yeah, I noticed you.
It was fun. I think the guildmaster will...
I appreciate your abilities to use magic devices.
I never knew that a plus 9 would be so handy. A DC 25, 4 times in a row!
Well, and by the way, guys, just to let you know, this is now officially week 27.
Yay.
Good, because I had forgotten what day. I'm like, hey, what month is it?
No, I'm talking about we've been playing this game for... Oh, I'm sorry, 28 weeks.
Okay. So that type of month. Okay. Never mind.
Okay.
It's at least been a year in game, hasn't it?
It's been several months in game. Okay.
Yeah, I still don't know what month it is in game.
It's summer at this point.
Yeah, because we went on adventures
for
months.
You've been going down to the surface several times.
Why did you tell me this? I'm now older.
You spent your birthday alone on the ship, crying in the basement.
No, you weren't. You didn't spend it alone crying. It's about 3 months later, you're sitting there going, I had a birthday. Oh.
Oh, I need to choose my birthday, huh?
Yeah.
I figured it'd be in, like, the winter or something.
I don't think it's my birthday now.
He has a choice rapier.
What does it do?
It's plus one icy burst.
I can't use it.
You should use it. Because you were like, oh, I have my
apparently
burst
there was a rogue who tried
like,
to kill him.
And then you're like, oh, the fire has no ability towards it. Then you could switch to your frost one.
There is a repeating crossbow. Plus one keen.
Nice. Dude, I don't know if he's it.
There is a plus three unholy great axe.
I'm not quite our flavor there.
I'll give that to Paladin. Is there any non-weapons?
Yes, there's a couple non-weapons. There is a plus 3 light fortification breastplate.
That's nice. That means you have a lesser chance of being crit on and sneak attack.
25% chance of being immune to the
crit. Amanda, what is your current breastplate?
Mm-hmm. Plus 3.
That'd be very nice.
Alright, I take it.
Yeah, so there's your toy. There is a...
So it's plus 3 light fortification.
Light port.
I can't use this. Well, I can, but I lose my...
There is the hand of spectral touch.
That's where you can cast spells on a range.
Touch spells at 30 feet range.
Ooh. It's so handy for me.
Sorry, this is what they know.
So, I'm certain some mages will like that.
Is he giving us all of this, or is he just telling us what he's got?
Telling you what he's got. He's giving each one of you something.
And then he'll take the rest. Which is whatever. He did all the work for this part of it.
Sure.
Yeah.
Except for, you know, get off the dragon. We kind of took the hits for that one.
Ha! The Harp of Construction.
Oh, I want that.
What is that?
Yeah, take perform wind instrument.
Do you have to actually perform wind?
Yes. It's not wind.
It's
strength.
Strength. It's a DC 15 to use.
Oh.
Yeah. You have to have one rank to be able to use it.
No, you don't.
Is perform one of the ones you can use on training?
Yeah.
Okay.
You can learn how to play the guitar.
But it probably will be putting ranks in it, so
yeah,
I can...
Put one rank, because then you get the plus 3.
Andre, there is no Harper Construction.
Yes, I'm aware.
It wasn't an old book.
I love that thing.
Unless there's something else. I'll say, I want that one unless there's something else.
Do you know how much a Harper Construction is?
25%.
Like 15,000.
So
actually,
it's like if you roll a d20, they roll between 1 and 5, then they don't crit on you.
It's a liar of building.
Oh, I'm sorry, a liar of building.
You liar.
It's still string.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, it's called a liar of building?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What does that do?
What's it do in this edition, Steve?
I'm reading. Keep going.
There's only really two more items.
How do you spell liar?
L-I-R-E. L-A.
That's not right. If it does what I think, what it did in the last edition, I would love it.
It's like I wrote, like, fart.
There's... an item called Gunthar's faceplate.
What does that do?
I don't know, I'm not a bard.
Yeah.
It provides plus 4 on intimidate checks. Once per day you can cast cause fear as though a 5th level caster. DC 15. In addition, once per day you can send the face mask out and it will bite someone. Your base attack, strength resolved at 20.
Alright. Just so we are aware, the liar of building, it can be used once per day, that you can play it, and you can cast it on any inanimate construct within 300 feet, and it protects it from attacks for 30 minutes. Also, once a week, the instrument can be played. For the effect lasts for 30 minutes, and it is equivalent of 100 man-hours for 3 days, that it builds something.
The old version better.
Each hour after the first, he has to make a DC 18 perform string instrument check. If it fails, the flyer stops it. If he doesn't, it keeps building.
Do I have to sit there playing for 3 days?
No. You sit there and play, and for 30 minutes, you playing for 30 minutes is equivalent to 100 man-hours.
And then it's once per hour?
And then once every hour, you get a... You play it again, and there's another 100 man hours worth of
building.
But it's once per week.
Once per week, you can
and
use it that
as
way,
long as you can.
But you can keep
it.
Going
you can
until
continue.
You fail,
okay.
And then you have to wait a week to use it again.
Okay.
Okay. Well, that's okay.
Could you give me the actual stats for the light fort?
It's 25% chance.
It's
light fortification is an actual descriptor.
It's the same stat
It's just...
Yeah, it's the same thing. It's just now it has life fortification.
I don't know what that is, though.
It's 25% chance to negate criticals or sneak attacks.
Whenever you get crit on or sneak attack, roll a d4. If you roll a 1, you're not sneak attacked or critical.
Yeah. Okay.
Can I see the old book? Or do you not have it over there?
And then there's the crushing gauntlet of undead power. It provides plus 12 to strength.
Nice.
You gain a d6 slam attack. You must be evil to use.
Oh. That's
I could play evil.
I'm evil.
Well, I guess I'll take the faceplate.
Really?
Anything else?
That's all the big items.
Is there a way to adjust the evil property on that thing?
I'm not a mage.
Also, you can sell it. There's a lot of evil people here that would love that.
Mm-hmm.
How much would that sell for?
I don't want to give them all that power.
It is worth a...
What?
It is worth...
I don't want to give
It's a...
What?
54,000.
So, it would sell for 27,000. Unless there's problems to make, we'll increase it by 10%. Which actually would add 2,700, which is pretty nice.
So, armor, faceplate, robe, liar, deciding.
Because there's the gauntlets, which would be really nice if I could use them, but I'm not evil. I could still go evil if I really wanted to.
Yeah.
Honey, go chaotic good.
What would Alec get?
Probably that battle axe.
The chaotic, the unholy great axe?
Oh yeah, never mind. I thought it was something else.
If there was a way to change that...
We could just say he figured it out later.
It's actually the same, Stephen. Don't change it at all.
Yeah. A wish could change it.
Yeah, sure. Go find a level 72 caster. Could you fix my gauntlet? Go the fuck away.
Because he has a longbow, doesn't he? Alec?
Yes, he has a normal longbow.
He has a compound longbow.
We can give him the crossbow.
Wouldn't be bad.
It's repeater and it's keen.
The only thing is he'd have to get exotic weapon proficiency.
Can we just have him look at it later and
Rogues
to choose himself?
Sure.
So he can choose. Yeah. I don't want to choose for him, and then because he'll throw up at it.
Well, you have the book. Let's see if Rogues get
your first. What's the benefit to a repeating question?
You don't have to reload each round. You can fire up to 5 bolts, and then you have to spend a full round reloading.
Okay, so it's a gun.
No, they
five
don't.
Bullets.
Never mind. They get hand crossbow.
Yeah.
Okay. Repeating crossbow is its own feat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, it's not martial.
No, it's exotic.
It's exotic. The problem is, if I just got 27,000 gold from selling that thing, what would I spend that on, considering the building queue is so far behind?
Do realize you complain about money all the time.
I know. I don't complain about money, I'm complaining about value. I'll just take the gauntlets for now. Figure out what to do with it later.
Okay.
Alright, and then we'll have Alec decide for himself later.
Okay. He can listen to the recording and then get his Monet.
Yeah. Yeah.
For,
you need to go.
Your. For your work in the city, I'm starting up a thieving operation. Would you be interested in running an area of it?
Sure. I'd of course love to be top dog.
Yes, why so? Probably be somewhere in the poorer district, if that's okay. Just because...
I mean, living in goblin squalor.
They're more accepting of goblins there. And we'll get back to you.
Of course.
There's lots of shiz going on.
Interesting.
It's going to be fun, though, because you're like a new member, and I just put you at least in the status. It would be hilarious.
Huh.
Oh, we need to make you go through initiation. I must go tell the guildmaster. Wait, where are you going to put the gold? I'm not asking because I want to know where it is. I'm saying put it somewhere quick, because I'm going to blackbag you.
I've already placed it.
Okay, good. Are you done giving them the items?
Yeah.
Okay. Guildmaster!
Yes?
Got a new one.
New one.
We're all excited. We're like...
Blackface, the goblin.
My tail is wagging.
He's cool.
Is my wife back yet?
Huh? Yes, she's back.
I got plans for this one, so do your thing.
Alright. Well, you guys are all now back in town. James is excited to see you.
Good.
And his
apparently I've been longer than I thought.
Well, I got things to do.
So
places to go. I go start causing havoc in the theater.
Now, babe, maybe you misunderstood me. I said it's been like 3 months over the past several games. You guys were gone for like 2 weeks this time.
Well, even in game.
Yeah, it was about 2 weeks from the
even from the sessions.
Oh, okay. All right.
Home I go.
You spend your time with your wife?
Oh, yeah.
You spend your time with your wife? You spend your time with your wife?
Mm-hmm. Will she tell me anything about what happened?
Nope, she can't say anything.
Yeah, but she just can read my mind on anything. You know what? I might get the hell of telepathy.
Yeah.
Poor mind
blank. She can't tell you anything, and you can't tell her anything, but you both know everything.
So, Pilot.
Yes.
As you're, of course, sitting there smug in your house, go ahead and give me a notice check. It's going to be a fairly easy one.
Is someone coming into my house?
No, they've been.
Okay. One, D2.
You've noticed that your house has indeed been burgled. Not only that, in the entirety of your collection, they stole all of your left shoes and they ripped up some of your dresses.
The douchebags. I go to the Wizards College.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I little
You walk inside, the college is bustling as usual.
I go to the author's office. Well, go inside if she's there.
Hi.
Hey, someone broke my house. I wonder who it was. Can you use crying, or do you know someone again?
I know a deflation specialist.
Are you busy?
Their papers can wait.
Yes. They ripped up my fine dresses and stole my left shoes. That just can't stand.
That just kind of sounds like a dick move.
I know. That's all I know who it was.
I'm guessing it was Richard.
Well, maybe, but he was with me the entire time, so it kind of absolves him.
Parallel dimension, Dick?
Speaking...
I've met a few of those, actually. Three.
Alright, you guys go over to the divination specialist, and we'll say that they're a big hoarding man with a blonde beard, but shaved head. He towers down to you and says, "You wish to see the future?"
Actually, I wish to see the past.
That's always so boring. Nothing cryptic.
Well, I just want to know who ripped up my dresses and stole my left shoes.
Walks over, picks up a cat, guts it, pulls out its intestines, moves them around a little.
That's kind of gory.
Look into the intestine, what do you see?
Blood, guts.
That is why you are not a wizard! You cannot see the message that is written
inside. I didn't claim to be a wizard. That's why I came to you.
A man came into your house.
Look-alike.
He was a stealthy man. A man clad in all black. He hid in the shadows like a true thief.
Okay, so I need to go get Dick to get me all black clad people.
Sounds like half the populace of your home.
Okay, thank you.
That helped.
The divinations have proven true.
Yes. Quite so. So when's... I'll turn away from him. So when's the next party?
Five days from now. We just had one last night. Sorry you missed it.
Oh, yeah, I was fighting dragons.
Oh.
I didn't die.
Oh, that's a change.
Hey, it actually ran away. That's kind of funny.
Okay.
What?
No, that's cool.
Probably because we had this, like, half-dragon turn so much Rex on our side.
What?
What?
Where'd you find that thing?
It was in his
cave.
It was in a portal through a cave and a volcanic thingy. With a drum. And that mind controlled it.
Interesting. Did you take the drum?
I don't know where it is.
Oh. That's sad.
I think it was used by someone else with that same creature to go kill another dragon, because that dragon was his old master.
Oh my god!
That poor dragon!
It got to boss around goblins for a good many years, and then the goblins fought back!
Rebel
It just ate him alive! Sorry. Okay.
But yeah, I described that. Like, yeah. So that was my fun.
Okay, well, just been hanging out here in the city. The adventure's been causing havoc.
Isn't that what they do?
Yes, well...
Hey, has the Senate regretted doing it yet?
Oh, no. Apparently... Oh, yes, you didn't catch the NHN.
Nah, I've been gone for a few weeks.
Group exposed the Thieves Guild.
Ooh.
Even the senators are now publicly acknowledging it.
Kind of scary.
Yeah.
Who'd they catch?
Apparently a giant black dragon minotaur.
Oh, well, sure. They put him in the prison?
I didn't say in the article.
Okay.
And there's a few other groups that got hit as well. These adventures are certainly shaking things up.
They like to do that.
We must get rid of there.
I don't really care about Elsporter too much, though. He's kind of a douche. Of course, this is after he left the Scry guy. Because he's kind of...
Does Gale say no?
Divination!
Yes.
Does Galatha know we're thieves? Guild?
She knows I am.
Oh, okay.
I told her a while ago.
Well, yeah. We did also kidnap her early in the game.
Oh, you did?
I beat her unconscious. That's why she doesn't like us.
In a hot tub, no less.
So, how's the gym class going without me?
It's going well enough. You know, we haven't had anyone to throw spells at recently.
Andre,
I like to dodge them.
I have a beautiful quote for your adventure thing. Comes from the introduction to chapter 13. The frantic mercenary clambered out of the sewer drain to the street, but barely had time to yell "Run!" to the crowd before the grate and the street itself exploded behind him. The roaring, filthy Otiog had not balked at the narrow exit point as stone and wagon and bystander went flying, panic boomed. From the safety of the tavern's rooftop patio, Lord Falstein sadly nodded at the chaos below and turned to his esteemed guest, the Countess Linia. That, my dear, is the trouble with adventures. Never the good sense to keep mayhem where it belongs.
Falstein.
One of my other good characters. Anyway.
But yeah.
It's actually Falstein, but...
Thanks. I gotta go figure out who stole my stuff.
Okay.
Who would dare?
I actually have a guess. It'd be kind of funny, though.
Anyways, I'll see you later. Have fun.
I have a funny guess, too, but...
If you ever need anything.
Okay, yeah, no problem. I'll post it on the website.
If you ever need anything, leave me a note somewhere.
Yeah, I'll post it on the website.
I'll remember to check it someday. So.
Oh, awesome.
Jack! Someone broke into my house.
That's great. I'll look into
they
it later.
They messed up my dresses.
I'll look into it later.
And stole my
leftovers. Later.
What are you doing now? That's so important.
Wife.
Yeah.
You walk in mid.
No, I'm in the windowsill. Oh. My bad.
Huh. Awkward.
Anyways, do I still have the
brain?
Do I still get the intelligence? Okay.
Huh? Oh yeah, you still suffer from it.
Okay, well. No, give me a sec. No, no, it hasn't been very. Yeah.
Yeah, it hasn't been a day that you've been up here yet.
I need to go get the steak, girl.
You could actually tell Arwen about her.
Wait, we did already take him to Arwen.
Oh yeah.
You didn't tell him about what happened.
He restored the damage that has been done. He hasn't fixed the problem.
You also lied to him.
Yeah, you did.
It's okay, remember, he's a friend. You lie to your friends all the time.
Actually, you kinda do sometimes.
Steven.
Those are called white lies.
Yeah, that was a white lie. Oh yeah, it was one of those bugbears. They cast a spell on him.
So after I'm done spending a little quality time with my wife, and I'll explain to her what happened to my brain. I need to go
Dear,
get taken care of.
You're dumb.
Yes. I got even stupider after this. I need to go get this taken care of.
Alright.
First, of course, it'll be the next day, so you need to roll.
Hold on. You have a belated birthday party. James had it planned out for you.
It was like 5 months ago. My birthday was in spring.
A very late birthday party.
You figure March. That was when my birthday was.
Well, then it's only actually about 3 months off. Because it's about June now.
You couldn't have done this earlier.
Well, you were coming, you were going, you were coming, you were going.
I was in town for at least weeks. Then we're gone for two. We come back for another week.
Oh,
here's your stuff. Do something with it. By the way, Bart wants to talk to you when you have time.
Oh, do I have to?
Have to, no. But if you want to be on good terms, yes.
Do I want to be on good terms with him?
Yes.
Wife says so, you have to.
Hey, Ricardo.
Go away.
Are you with your wife, too?
Yes.
Why is everyone so boring?
Why is everyone so married and I'm so single?
Get a boyfriend.
She has like 30 of them.
Fine, get a girlfriend.
Nah.
Oh.
That would be awkward.
I'm sure the guy would love
it. There's only one thing to do. My project. Mort.
Okay.
Now with my harp, I can make it easier on myself.
You're slow. You turn it into a electric guitar of construction.
I rock buildings into existence.
What is that game that Alec rented that had a
Brutal Legend?
Brutal Legend.
He becomes Brutal Legend.
Yeah.
I built it by the power of rock.
That game is so weird.
You guys do something. I've been talking this entire time.
Well, you've been sitting out the entire time.
So?
All I can do is bang my wife and then talk about babies.
That happens one night and then the next night, but then you have a day.
What?
What happens the entire day? I don't know. It depends on
you don't know how
strong
women
Dick.
Are.
I assume you like the changes.
All except intelligence drain.
Oh, damn.
Speaking of which, you need to roll 3d6. No. No good, no bad?
No.
So, is there a way to stabilize this? So the
Oh, yes, I think I'll need more test subjects to be able to stabilize it.
No.
Unless, of course, you want me to continue experimenting on you.
How long would it take for you to experiment on me to get this fixed?
Well, I don't know. It's an experiment. I told you that the first time.
Are you confident in your ability to move
I'm, of course, life? Always confident in my abilities.
I'm gonna die.
No, you're gonna gain a strange power again.
Okay, I'm sad about this. Which means I'm gonna have to do it. If I was angry, I'd walk away. If I was happy, I'd be like, yeah! No, this is gonna hurt. Okay.
He
I don't have any bennies left.
I haven't used any of mine.
Alec has bennies.
Is it bad? Or is it good? Is it neutral? Or is it funny?
Funny.
Okay, that's
funny. If I had a benny, I'd spend it on you, Steven.
Alec has two.
Tyler, have him go look for your person since I think it would be incapacitated for a little bit.
Oh yeah, he's gone for a while.
Well, I can't find Dick. I go back to you.
Okay, when do you come to me?
The next day.
What time the next day?
It's a good thing to do time with. D12, who's D12?
There's Pinky here.
Oh, there were. Oh, gosh.
Seems you like stuff I all night.
Okay, yeah.
8 a.m.
Yes. Rise and shine.
I am still asleep.
Undetectable alignment or non-detectable?
What?
It's morning. Rise and shine.
Sparkle.
What am I doing sleeping?
I get information on my people.
Anyways. Find the person who stole his shoes.
Oh, that's right.
What am I here for?
What are you here for?
I need help investigating. Someone's broke into my house, ripped up my dresses, and stole my left shoes. This cannot stand.
I like how you're not worried about anything else that was stolen.
That sounds...
Other things stolen?
Yeah. I said your house was looted. Burgled.
Oh. And they stole my stuff.
That sounds delicious.
If I get undetectable alignment, can I use the evil...
No.
So I want to know who it was so I can steal their stuff and rip up their clothing and steal their left shoes.
Can you get yours back?
What is that spell called that makes your alignment as though some, you can pick somebody else and have that, your alignment be that? According to the tech.
Atonement.
No.
Also.
There's undetectable alignment, so if someone detects, they see
what... Misdirection.
Yeah, that works too.
What?
Nine.
Undetectable alignment makes it so they can't detect what you have.
So come help me investigate, we'll move on from there.
They
doesn't
see. See
it, does it? No, they don't.
And just so
see
you know,
anything.
Adventures you have been completely screwing everything up, so now it's a D6 plus one.
For what?
Gathering information.
That's
D6 plus one?
Cost. Remember, you pay money to gather information.
Oh, okay, so that's
people
5 out of 6.
They pay more. Okay.
Do I? Can I get more?
No.
Okay.
All right.
Also, we investigate the house beforehand and see if we can find any clues that way.
27 gold pieces.
Is there anything, any clues there?
Not really. It looks like this was definitely done professionally.
Go restock my house.
Breaks. You have to spend the entire day shopping tomorrow.
I know.
Okay.
All right.
Poop.
Well, Ryan, as you are going around and asking information, what this seems like is someone paid someone in the Thieves Guild to do it.
Okay.
It was definitely kind of a low-level mook type of person. They said, break into this rich person's house and burgle it. And... I will pay you extra to break stuff.
Ooh, somebody doesn't like you.
Of course nobody likes me.
Actually, they don't know who you are. They're just another rich person.
Was it someone from the Thieves Guild to pay someone from the Thieves Guild?
A lawyer, I think.
Someone. You didn't get who that someone was, because they took great efforts to disguise themselves.
They probably knew who.
As though they know that there might be some sort of repercussion if they knew.
But it was someone in the Thieves Guild that ordered it?
No, they paid someone in the Thieves
Guild.
Someone
outside paid for it.
Well, that's what I was asking.
You asked it backwards.
I said someone in the Thieves Guild paid someone in the Thieves Guild to do it?
No.
Okay, that was
maybe
my question.
You don't know that. Because you don't know who paid them.
Yes, the
so.
Guildmaster paid someone.
That would be kind of funny.
Yeah.
Well, what a douchebag. Find out who the Thieves Guild member was.
Oh yeah, Johnny Boy.
It was Johnny Boy.
Okay, I'll go talk to Johnny.
He worked down at the docks.
Ooh, Johnny
Boy.
I
should get up on Johnny Boy's seat, not Superior's seat. Do you want to see if I roll a 1?
It's a 19. That's about as close as he's ever gonna get.
I did roll a 1.
Wow.
Who's
he hit you with?
Is that 22?
He will spot you.
Hey.
As you're kind of sneaking up, I was like, oh.
He's
hi.
What's up?
Not a lot. Can I help you, ma'am? You need me to move something? Your luggage on the ship?
No. Is there anyone around?
Yes. It's the docks, dude.
I need to talk to you about secret things.
Oh, you mean like the sun is shining but the ice is slippery stuff?
Yeah, like away from people.
Oh yeah, sure. Go ahead and give me a bluff to disguise your motives.
My motive is to get him away from people so I can talk to him.
Just go ahead.
Your overall motive.
27?
Okay. No questions asked.
This is
so awesome. This is so awesome.
You recently looted that noble, or the gold person in Dister's house, person, right?
Yeah. Well, it wasn't anything personal, but you know.
Well, I know. But do you know who paid you to do it?
No, they were all disguised. I could tell they had an illusion on their voice. And, was big. And, well, I won't say big, heavy cloak, but it was kind of a cloak disguising themselves. But it definitely looked like they were awkward inside their own body. Does that make sense?
It actually kind of does.
Kind of.
Like, when you reach for a cup, you, like, overextend. Like, he wasn't used to his arms being that long, type of thing.
Oh, that's weird.
I don't know who, but I know why, kinda.
What did you do with my shoes?
Oh shit, that was you? there's this guy in Copper District
who... You bought my left shoes?
He's got this thing.
About female left shoes?
Yeah...
He likes to smell them.
How creepy is this guy?
Pretty damn creepy, but his money is very shiny.
You don't want your shoes.
Buy
back.
Stuff in Copper District?
He you know, that's where he lives. I'm pretty sure he's pretty poor, but he saves up every dime he can for...
Okay.
Look, okay, you paid me good money.
Hey, I'm not saying anything. Just don't fuck up my house.
Well, I'm sorry, I didn't know. You know, this is like my second week. I've almost got in good with, you know, the captain, so he might actually let me join the Thieves Guild.
good luck.
Thanks.
You're doing great so far.
You looked pretty professional.
Did actually see you?
No. The guards were distracted with something.
What?
Well, they said someone was watching your house.
Something was watching my house?
No, someone.
The guards said someone was watching my house?
Yeah, because they were all looking all creepified as I came back to check and make sure that they didn't spot me.
Huh. Creepified?
Yeah. Someone was watching your house. And they were all kind of spooked.
Okay.
Interesting.
I think I might... Where'd you meet that guy at?
Creepy one?
No, not the guy that stole my shoes.
Oh, the awkward one.
Yeah.
Oh, I met him right here on the table. Stillwater. Yeah, met him right here.
What, is Stillwater a name I should remember?
Yeah, you guys have been there several times. It was your temporary HQ during the smiting.
Yeah.
Bert? Is that his name? Bert?
No, that's in Dead End Alley.
No, that's the Dead End. That's the Dead End Alley Tavern.
Ryan. You haven't investigated because that's what you're good at. Stillwater Tavern is where where Johnny Boy met the guy. He was like weird, overextended. He's like he wasn't in his body, sort of thing. He's like trying to grab the cup, but he's like.
Wasn't in his body like those slug things in the prison?
I don't know. He said he was talking to her too. Like his voice was disguised. And he could tell there was illusion or something. I'm just saying, you can investigate there. I gotta go talk to my guards about something else.
Sounds like the brain things from the prison to me.
Maybe. But anyways, I go talk to my guards.
Okay. Well, let me quickly cut over to these people for a bit.
Let's go over there.
Jessica? Yes. Since you are also starting to look a bit bored.
I'm sorry, I don't have anything to play with.
I'm trying
That's
to figure out how to
actually use
these clothes. You have to use my advice.
Oh.
That's the way
D&D works. It only lasts for a short while.
Okay. As,
to
James is, of course, he's actually managed to save up enough. He'd actually like to take a vacation with you.
Aww.
I would love that. Get away from my crew.
Unfortunately, he, you know, can't be too far away from New Hope. Not to try and put work before you, but... You know it's in the city. But what he has done is he's talked to the Silverleaf family, and they are willing to loan out one of their smaller islands for about like a week.
Been working on something like that.
Cool.
So you know we can spend some quality time there together. No business, no thieves guild. No, I won't say no guild master.
I wish no guildmaster sometimes.
What? What do you have against me?
Go away! Get out of my house!
Oops, sorry.
Get your own!
I'm bored!
Go terrorize someone else!
But they don't squeal as good.
What? Are you saying I'm a squealer? I punched him in the face.
Yeah, it's okay, I got deer.
It's okay, it's act human.
Ow. Oh, the pain.
Out.
If you get 10 or less,
it's all in
your face.
Bring it.
You got 1 week? I got an entire clear schedule.
That's like, what, 6 points? Or 8? Skill points?
I have 9 skill points into it. So I have a charisma modifier of 1.
Well, you have 9 skill points, right? Mm-hmm. How many do you have?
I get 6 plus intelligence modifier.
So 3.
Plus
okay. The sword is in your house.
Plus, I can use my...
Need to vanish.
I can get 9. So I pump 9 in there, so plus 1 charisma,
plus
10.
Plus 12, so you need 18.
No, 10. 9 skill, 9 ranks,
well,
1
Well, thank you for getting our equipment skill. Back.
Yeah, oh, that's right. Yeah, you only have 5 skill
points. I only had to kill Dick 5 times.
Yeah. So I'd have to get a 20.
Okay.
Literally.
True.
That wasn't you that killed him.
Mm-hmm. Is there a spell that...
Moment of Prescience.
You may have felt like killing him.
Huh? It's a high level spell, but Moment of Prescience can be equals 20.
Moment of Prescience, what is that?
Yeah. And they might call it just Moment of Prescience. No, but.
Thank you.
Moment of Prescience.
I hate my team, by the way.
Spell?
You could always spend more time with the Brotherhood.
I'd enjoy that, but then they go and do something, and that means I have to follow.
You know, I'm sure even the Guildmaster probably lets you stay home. I mean, it's not like the Prince of Thieves is directly watching you or anything.
No, I'm a cleric, if she is.
It's the opposed ability or skill check.
Hmm. I'm opposing the item.
Okay.
Are there any other spells that increase...
Amanda.
Is there a true strike for skills? No. Moment for science is only if it's an opposed skill check.
Somewhere. Amanda, as you're kind of sitting there, you know, enjoying spending time with your wife, you know, kind of taking a week off just like everyone else.
I was about to say your wife goes into labor.
It's probably customary that she answers the door since I'm...
She answers and says, "Oh, hello, all of you. How can I help you?" "Oh, yes, I'm here to see Rooney."
Oh, boy.
Sure, come in. Let me get you a drink. You see walking in this nice, tall, majestic, regal-looking Anubian man, the form your father customarily takes. And right behind him, 6 very irritated-looking dwarves dressed in their finest.
Oh. You stole from the dwarves, and now they're here to collect.
With my father.
And your favorite
father
was
the leader of that area. The overseer.
I, of course, am like...
Your water breaks?
I'm sorry, Dad. I was pregnant.
Now, Rooney.
Strike for skills.
Oh, no.
My friends here tell me that you and your compatriots have had some certain dealings with
every time.
My friends here. Is that true?
Your
once
friends?
Once do I know your wands?
I'm like mending a spoon. I'm like.
Yes, my friend.
Day or something.
You hide them all?
No! It's probably upstairs or something. When was this?
Now, Rooney. I see your hands are doing your little shaking. Are you okay?
To emulate
all time, the doors are right.
To do it once per hour.
Basically, when you want to use it.
I'm sure you're talking about my friend who stole something.
Oh yes, so you do know.
So I mean, if I can item a crew,
I can't quite forget what happened.
I can use that, and then I can use my gloves for an hour.
So,
yep.
Do you happen to have the person you kidnapped?
Yeah.
Person?
Yes, the item. It is intelligent.
It is?
Rooney.
What? I made my will saves. I didn't notice anything.
You just heard grumbling.
Don't play dumb with me. I know I raised you better than this. Well, I made sure your mother raised you better than this.
Don't talk about mom.
I'll talk about mom all I want.
There with mom. Never.
I spent plenty of time with your mother. She was a very lovely girl.
What?
Well, I'm afraid she's a human. I'm afraid she's a human, dear. You have to understand, we don't have quite the same lifespan.
She doesn't want you to have sex with her. They're coming to Disneyland! So, Dad, I'd like you to meet my wife.
A lovely wife, and I can see a little nudging is on the way, and I'm sure that you want to teach him many good lessons, don't you?
About not stealing dwarven artifacts. I like how Blue Fighting Dwarves goes on someone else.
I'm surprised the dwarves are dealing with him. But I don't know about dwarves, so I don't know.
Your dragon race is lawful good, so
they
fit well with dwarves.
At least Doug wants dwarves.
Well, I start getting very nervous.
The dwarves are of course kind of going, burr, 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 burr. And you turn to them and begin speaking to them in dwarf, and they go blah 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 blah. I'm sure my friends are thirsty at this point. Why don't you get them something to drink? Or maybe that should be passed on to you.
We have alcohol. They probably will want that.
Of course, it's meeting the in-laws.
Aren't you excited? So I'm guessing you're here to retrieve it.
Yes.
I don't remember getting scryed on.
Well, normal traditional magic didn't work, dear. So I came up here and asked around and then said that...
Wait, how did they know straight to come here?
We were talking around and we spoke with some people and they said that, well, this is New Hope. That's where most of the flying ships wind up, anyway. And so it didn't take too terribly long for a bronze half-dragon who's finally chiseled and muscled, having been seen there, for it to pass beyond my attentions for too long.
Alright. I don't mind giving back what we've taken.
Now, since there was no loss of life, my friends have agreed to remove the grudge. if the item is returned?
I have more of a favor to ask of you.
Of course, son. I'm of course your father and willing to spend at least a portion of my hoard on you. Have you gotten yourself into debt?
I've gotten myself into shit.
Oh, boy. Blah, 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 blah. And the door's like, blah, 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 blah.
And...
Pat, pat.
And I need help.
How can I help you, son?
I show him the tattoo.
You know, I tried to keep you out of these gangs. And here you go, as soon as I trust you to leave my little cavern, what do? You go and join up with a gang of green dragons.
How old is he?
He's an adult.
Okay.
So, a couple centuries.
Yeah, I'm just, well, I was more wondering age classification because
he's an adult.
He's just an adult. I mean, he's bad news for us, but for an organization of dragons, he's
not a threat. I didn't quite know what was happening at that point.
Were you drunk at the time?
I was blackbagged.
Blackbagged? What do you mean by blackbagged?
She pulls out a black bag out of her.
Black Lotus? Is that what they're called? Blood Lotus.
It wasn't the Blood Lotus.
It wasn't the Blood Lotus that attacked her.
No, there was a Blood Lotus assassin that knocked her out.
Oh, yes, and then they came to you.
Yes, and then I was.
We should have signaled something.
What? What?
But that they're involved together?
BAM!
Oh boy.
It's really not surprising.
Yeah.
We can't really get to either organization, though.
Anyway, so
they kind of deceived me, and so I ended up joining. And I found myself in the friggin'.
Why is there no one to talk gaming with around here?
What you need, my friend, is the Gamer's Haven.
Gamer's Haven? What's that?
The Gamer's Haven is a podcast that talks about all sorts of tabletop games, RPGs, card games, board games, and more. And if you have a need of a fix of role-playing, listen to one of their many actual play podcasts. They have ones for Deadlands, Dungeons & Dragons 4E, Pathfinder, and more. Just go to www.gamershavenpodcast.com to find them.
Wow! Are you some sort of sage?
No, I am just a guy from New Jersey doing a really bad accent. Go to the Gamer's Haven now!
You've been listening to the Gamers Haven Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free, 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.